Just gonna organize the screen. How you doing? People are logging in early, good. So we've still got 5 minutes, guys, if you just bear with us whilst people log in. It's usually about 40% of people who book on, hi Wendy, who actually turn up. There's about 106 booked on.
Don't put me on.
Sorry. Well, no, I lie, actually. I'll tell you about my 170 in a bit. But that was through somebody else's platform. So this is quite new for me in terms of me being the host to... So if you haven't used Zoom before, down at the bottom, you will see a toolbar with a chat bubble. You can use that right now, but then I'm going to ask you to refrain from using it once I start. Otherwise, it distracts from the PowerPoint that I'm going to go through. But there will be an opportunity at the end to do sort of Q&A stuff. So if you haven't used it before, the chat box is down there. It would really help me. I know probably 50% of the people booked on. So hello to all my people. Hi there. And then other people are joining in who are on my list. So you're all my people. But about 50% you've already met. If you want to pin, I would pin, if you hover over my video, where my face is on the shot there, there's three dots and you can pin my video. And then when I get going, I'm going to be using the PowerPoint, and what will probably happen is, well, hopefully, PowerPoint will be large and there will be a little video of me in the top corner. So kind of weird for me because it's not practical. Because I'm normally quite dynamic. I usually get everyone up for a squat at some point. So today is a little different. But yeah, type away. Hi, Hayley. Okay, so if you can't hear me, at my end, it's showing my speaker is working. Can anybody confirm that they can hear me and then Hayley can check at her end? So if you look at your bottom left, there is a video and a mic. Sorry. Yeah, it's a little mic. It says mute. Thanks, John. And next to the mute or little microphone that says mute underneath, there's an arrow up. You can click on that and you can sort of test and check your... hi, Izzy. Hi, Theresia. I've always wanted to know how I pronounce your name. Where's she gone? Let me move my video across. Where is she? Vicky's here. Sophie, Patricia, Roz. How you doing? Leah, thank you. I got my parcel today. Oh, you do all sorts of offers. There she is. Oh, she's got a video off. That's all right. Xenia, how are you doing? Janice, great to see you. Ginny, hi. We've got about 3 minutes, as I said. Just going to let more people come in. I've got no idea how many is going to actually arrive. Hi, Becky. How are you doing? Ali, Sally, Karina, how are you doing? Wendy Arden, Louise, Patricia, Nicola, Sally Ann, how are you doing again? How's your arm?
Great.
Oh, you're in a sling. Are you out your pot? Hi, Beth. Rabina.
Hi, Rach.
Oh, hi, Rabina. Give my love to Alan. Graham, Ginny, Hamish, how are you doing? Soph's gone. She'll be back. Hayley. Helen, how are you doing, Helen? You're right. I'm nearly there with the videos. I'm nearly there. It takes that they're 4 and 5 hour videos. So I've got so many of them to upload. I'll talk about my CPDs later on, but they're about ready. I'm just checking in with those. Gary, you're right, mate. Victoria, Izzy, Janice. Brilliant. Great to see you guys. Julia, John. Oh, it's all switching around. Okay, so we've just got 1 minute. Let's check if there's any. Hayley, check your on your computer or whatever you're on, check your speaker. If you hover on it, click on it, make sure your volume's on for one. Click on it, depending on what device you're on, and then you might have a choice of speakers. So check that. And then, as I said, in the bottom left corner, you've got your little microphone on the Zoom platform itself. So one is on your device and one is on the platform. Hopefully an hour, Sally Ann, or thereabouts. So I'm going to try and get through things. Like somebody kind of text me and say, you're rabbling on now if I do. I get excited when I want to kind of talk to you and share with you and help you out, as you'll know when we're face to face. So the online is no different, I'm afraid. Although it feels more monologue, which I'm not sure about. So yeah, around about an hour, Sally-Ann, is the aim. I'm aware that people have other things to do, children to school, clients to, hopefully, clients to look after. I was quite fascinated that I got so many, actually. I kind of thought everyone was nailing it. But clearly the response to this post and this webinar clearly suggests that people just want maybe just to check in. Am I doing the right thing? Is there more? I know for some, it's like, way outside my comfort zone. Right, okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm now going to share my screen. And hopefully I can then share my PowerPoint. Oh, bear with me one second. Let me do this for the video because I'll record this as well for you guys. Oh, hang on. Let me move me out the way a little bit. So get yourselves a pen and paper. Well, I'm a pen and paper girl. But for the task, one of the tasks I'm going to give you, you will need a pen and paper. You could use a device. But maybe a pen and paper would be more helpful. Just going to make me even smaller. Sorry, just do that and then put that out of the way just so that it doesn't cover the PowerPoint. Okay, brilliant. So welcome into this 5 steps to a successful online presence. And I think I feel I need to be really honest. Yes, I've been online for many years in some form. But I'm going to be super honest about where I'm coming from today. Ultimately, this is about, can I help? Is there anything that I can offer you in my experience of the last 6 weeks and putting my business online that can help you do the same or hone it or check in that you're doing the right thing? And I think, there's so much we could talk about. So I really wanted to simplify it based on the research I've done. And I would like to just begin with some acknowledgement of this. So if you look across the Kubler-Ross curve of change, you will probably recognize the last 7 weeks, 6-7 weeks, these emotions, some more than others, but you are likely to recognize that you have been in stage one. Like I was too, sort of 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, shock. Actually, this is serious now when we hear on the news that they are talking about actually getting us to lock down and stay in our homes. I mean, that for I'm sure, all of us was just, this can't be true. The denial, what can I do? Almost paralyzed with the shock. And then we all transitioned into stage two when we were locked down and we realized, oh right, okay, so how do I bring in an income? And you get into fear, anger, depression, and for some, again, more than others, obviously with the health side of things as well, if you or loved ones are vulnerable. And I think that I'm going to come back to that throughout today, because it's a huge factor in our jobs online. But then I think it was around week 3, I got to stage 3. So actually only probably 4 weeks. Within 4 weeks ago, where are we? 6 weeks in, 5 weeks ago. I was starting to look around in the
mode, but I just check in, see if someone's made a comment there. Okay, yeah, no problem. I think other people are having audio issues. It is recording though, guys. So what I want to say to you first of all is I am in exactly the same water as you. And it was Mary Taylor, we were talking yesterday, talked about we're all on the same ocean. We're all on the same kind of rocky, unprecedented times. But we're all in different boats. And I think that's important for us to remember of each other. And I think, yes, you will, Ali. And I think it's also important to recognize for our clients. So if we have a real understanding of the psychology of traumatic information coming in and what we go through. We might continue to go through this. So guys, if you can save your questions till later, it just stops me pinging out of the PowerPoint. So ping those questions over later on. You'll get all the PowerPoint. There's the video will be on YouTube later on as well. I'm aware people have got other things going on. So 7 weeks ago, I was in exactly the same place. So this is all new to everybody, and not just us either. I think we've got to recognise our leaders. And I think that was the real shock, fear phase, was when our leaders, you could tell, they didn't really know what was going on, even when Boris was reporting back to us. So I just want to acknowledge that first of all. But also, if you've got your pen and paper, I'm going to keep checking the chat box, guys. So if you can save it till later, please do, rather than keep making the comments. Unless you can't hear me and it's my device, I'm sure the other guys, I think John told me he can hear me, so that's great. So before we begin, pen and paper, first of all, and let me be absolutely clear about something before I go on in relation to this whole environment, because I'm going to get positive and, you know, solution based. What I don't want to do is appear insensitive at all. I am fully aware of the situation. Like many of you, I'm caring for elderly parents and parents' friends who don't have children in the area, picking up food and medication. So I totally get it. I do not want for a minute to appear insensitive at all. I am exactly the same as you in terms of I'm trying to look at what is possible based on the circumstance and what we have accessible to. I do have 30 years in business, both as a sole trader and a limited company. And what I have seen is there are very common themes in business, and then there are fluctuations. So 30 years ago, we didn't have technology like this. This would have been impossible. So, but there are basics around marketing yourself, being commercial, thinking strategically, that don't really change, I don't think. And we're going to explore some of that stuff today. So first of all, if you are helping people, well done. Keep going. That in itself is a success in life, I guess, when you're helping other people. What I also want to say is the solutions are or can be simple. They're not easy necessarily. And that's from my experience as well. So just to let you know, it's not necessarily super easy, but it's a simple thought process. When we get to these 5 points, you'll see what I mean. But what we need to do first of all is write down just maybe a few words on how you define success. Because the title of this session is 5 Steps to a Successful Online Presence. So we know what an online presence is, but success to each other or to individually can be different from person to person. So just take a minute before I move on, and I just want you to write down a couple of words. Because there's kind of a few ways of looking at success, and it might be financial, might be emotional, it might be feeling productive. It might be busy or not busy. So there are several things that can influence you feeling successful. What I'm aware at the moment is the heavy emphasis on finance. And so I just want to kind of help people almost pull up above the panic and the chaos and start to think logically about what you're actually trying to achieve by having a successful online presence. And then the second question is, do you think you were feeling successful before the lockdown? Because I was successful. I felt successful before. It wasn't a financial thing. I was able to pay my bills. I was doing okay. So the success was there, but how do we recognize what it is until we define it? So if you feel like you weren't successful before, then this is potentially a great opportunity to go, okay, well, what was I thinking of success before and what could I do right now to make it different in this different climate? There are different resources being provided to me. Rachel's got some stuff online. Can that maybe convert my business in a different way? Am I actually introvert? And face-to-face was always a bit of an issue for me. I'm not sure that happens in our industry, but I'm sure it can. If you felt successful before, why are you looking now to find success online? Is there, what's the difference for you? You know, is it technical or is there a different, is it change to financial? And starting to, until we understand what's important, what we're trying to achieve and the right questions, it would be hard to find the solutions. So maybe just have a think around that kind of stuff as we go through this this webinar. And to really kind of try and hit it home, remember why you do what you do. Why are you doing what you do? So, you know, you might have, like Gary, for example, you know, day job and then enjoying this and that, trying to shift, you know, it. What am I trying to do with my life in whole? I think a lot of people are having a big kind of self-reflection period of time. Others are just like, yeah, no, this is what I want to do, but I might want to do it differently, or this has opened up an opportunity. So always remember, this is going to come back later on when I talk about your online presence. Really, purely and simply, we're trying to help people move better. Everybody that I've seen on the list are in some way involved in helping people move better. That is the kind of simple end, if you like, of it. Now, we are going to be faced with barriers. And I want to just go through what I assume to be some of the barriers for you in recognition that they were ones that I was facing. And just to think about as well, in translation to the client, people are more likely to invest in pain reduction than seeking pleasure. And I don't mean that in terms of they've got a sore shoulder necessarily. I mean to feel better, to improve their quality of life. Rather than to simply have feel satisfied. I think there's a shift, isn't there, between seeking pain reduction and then seeking pleasure. So just maybe a slightly different way of looking at things. Now, we could think of barriers as technology, lack of skills. That was me big time. Also becoming a wordsmith more than a kinesiology practitioner. I'm big on movement, as you guys will know. But now working in 2D, I'm having to really hone my vocabulary skills because I can't be there to put my hands on them and move them around. So there's that kind of things. And then the confidence, just some things to think about, insurance, head mics, cameras, cables, parkues, consultations, the safety, all of that, I get it. But there are solutions. I've always done my full consultation online prior to meeting somebody in terms of ruling out all the medical conditions, getting the MRI scans, all of that side of things. Parkue's the same. The same online. It's the same thing. You just send it online. They can fill it out. So just that's just a little snippet on that. I'm not going to get too much into that. Check your insurance. I just rang up Greybrook's insurance brokers. They said, yeah, you're fine. You're covered online. You're covered. So. Just check your insurance and also music license. So I've gone to Pure Energy and they have got free license-free music. Be careful about using music that you're not paying the royalties for online. Just be careful because it's all very public. So I think the music people are going to be keeping their eye out. You might think you're small fry, but you just never know. So what we need to do is start to change our thinking, right? This is a new environment. Does everything I was doing before fit somewhere? My insurance, my music license, my skill set, my technical ability. So I think we felt like we had a lack of knowledge. I certainly did, a lack of knowledge. How do I convert a practical skill online? I didn't have the knowledge. I went and did my research. And so I tried to equip myself with better knowledge around my weak areas. Information, gathering information, where I got the information from was people I trusted. People I follow anyway, what are they doing? Let's have a look, see what other people who do similar things to me in terms of work. Confidence was huge. And I think that's a big deal for a lot of people. I don't have a problem talking to people. I have a problem with being forced to use more vocabulary than dynamic communication skills. And then technology, my confidence with technology. Had a little bit of a flutter this morning thinking, oh, I hope it all works for you guys. So confidence was a big thing. But again, that improves with practice. And of course, the big issue right now, which is a lack of finance. So hopefully by the end of this webinar, I'm going to bring you a mass of free solutions, completely free. I'm also going to talk to you about ones that you might want to invest small amounts of money in if you are still working and you feel like you want something a bit more than the free offerings. And so hopefully I have solutions for everybody by the end of it. And if not, I will find solutions for you. So what we really need to do is try and, okay, work out the barriers, but then convert those to solutions. We'll change our thinking into, right, okay, here's a problem. What can I do? How can I learn about technology? How can I, you know, learn to communicate better through language rather than being dynamic? So we're going to talk about the solutions a bit more. I'm going to give you more later on. But just now, I want you to hear about what I have been doing in the last 3 weeks, actually, I think. So I've successfully been delivering group exercise iMuFreely classes online in my front room, so where I am right now. And as per the PowerPoint on there, so you can see there's my telly, you know, my curtains in the background, my little sofa, taking my cushions off to keep it less fussy, kept my fitness equipment in the background to keep it relevant. And I've been delivering classes to people I've never seen, averaging 20 to 30 people. I know Sophie's in here. She's doing some amazing yoga stuff. That's all been completely free, put out by the app Her Spirit, who have been funded by Sport England, and they approached me and said, will you do some iMuFreely sessions? It's probably one of the most important exercise sessions we can do in 2D because, you know, it can be safe and effective for everyone because it's so static. It's a simple way of communicating. Here's how you can move in your front room with no equipment. Off the back of that, being out there and seen, I got a call from someone asking me to deliver an iMuFreely session to 170 staff members around Hong Kong, Asia, the Americas, UK, who their staff, it's a bank, big bank, all their staff were working from home and they wanted to help them. And so I found myself last week or the week before teaching iMuFreely to 100, none of whom I could see, like literally. And I was blown away. I was excited by it. I was anxious doing it. And then afterwards, I was kind of like so exhilarated. I was thinking, this is my idea of success. That moment was like, wow, this is mind-blowing. The feedback from the guys on Her Spirit, these people I've never seen saying, I'm moving better, I feel great. It was just mind-blowing. It pulled me back. Okay, I'm not earning as much as I was. I'm not being as professional as I like to be. I'm not communicating things in the way I prefer, but that's all about me. Really, my purpose is about you, your people, your clients. I want to help more people move better. And through this opportunity that has come from, yes, a horrific situation, I've been able to just shift my thinking and think, what can I do to help in this current climate? So that came about purely from being out there and just grabbing the bull by the horns and doing it. The other thing I did that I didn't try to do was I got a brand new client, one-to-one, online, needing my help, uncomfortable working from home in lockdown. He's in one of the businesses that has gone through the roof. And so I was then I chose, under the circumstances, to assess him online. So I converted all of my practical skills that were possible online. Now, as a biomechanics coach, obviously we feel like we want to measure, we want to be accurate, we want to be really objective. That's the way we're trained. But actually, I had to simplify it down to, this guy needs my help. I want to help. Can I help a little bit? You know, and so we had the conversation around the limitation, and he was fine with that. And he's actually now pain-free 3 weeks later. He texted me this morning. He's super happy. I worked with a physiotherapist. Everything's been done online. We went through the process of ruling out anything sinister, and he's now pain-free. So it can be done, is what I want to say, because I've done it, and I wanted to do it. You've got that moral, ethical kind of almost a conflict that I shouldn't be doing this online. We have no choice now, and there are people who need our help. So we have to kind of shift our morality around to, I have to do something. What can I do that is safe, effective, provides a duty of care, because it is my job to help people move better with less pain. So I did that. I wanted to do that, to be able to obviously help him, help Aaron. He's been public about it as well on Instagram. But also to then be able to say to you, look, it can be done. So I'm going to talk how I did that later on, and how you can do that as well, whether you're a biomechanics coach or if you want some more of the skills that I've been using, like I Move Freely or the biomechanics coaching. So what I want to get into now is really these five steps. Now, I did a stack of research, and kind of my favorite people, Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, Ben Coomber, you know, all guys out there who are really shouting from the rooftops, I'm in the same place as you, look, this is what I think. And I wanted to try and take everything they said and put it into this bullet point to give to you, to see if what I found helps you. Because I listened to them, I thought, I'm actually doing that. Yeah, I'm doing that. Oh no, I hadn't thought of that. And so what I want to show you is go through each one of these, and a way to think about your presence online within this current climate specifically. And that's really the goal. So this is based on my research, and these ideas have come collectively from the people I admire and respect in the industry. And I've kind of like whittled it down to this, these kind of five key points, because I think this could be a real help for you moving forward. So the first one, let's focus on empathy first of all. We have to, in all of our communication online, show that we get it. We've got to be able to say, look, I'm in my front room too. Show them that we're using a towel or a chair or a water bottle instead of thinking we've got to buy equipment. You know, show them how you're doing it, because we've all changed. You know, all of those, you know, Tony Robbins, Ben Coomber, all these guys who I've been looking at, they also went into Kubler-Ross. They've also changed. They've also had fear, shock, anger, depression, all that stuff. They've been through that process with us. But there are some people who just, they grab it, they take it, and they go, right, what can I do? How can I help? So talk to your people. Let them know you feel their pain. You're with it. Explain you get it. You hurt too. You care. But look, I want to help. And you could even turn that into questions. So if you follow me on Facebook, you'll have seen my favorite questions of the lockdown. What will you miss? You can write these down because these are quite good. What will you miss? What do you miss? And the big fact that came out of that was human interaction, sort of as an umbrella term. So don't panic if you're thinking, I can't stay online forever. They are going to want your service, particularly if you're a manual therapist. That is one of the first things. It's actually the second thing I'm going to do when I get out, because the first thing is going to be have my eyelashes done. there you go, confession. So for all the ladies out there who are missing their eyelash extensions, I'm on my 7th week and I'm still clutching onto a few hairs. But manual therapy, for you guys, I mean, you are the guys I'm going to be ringing up like the minute we're in a position to be able to do that. But I think that goes kind of along with personal training, biomechanics coaching. I'm not sure about the classes yet, the kind of group interaction. I think one of the first things will be anything remedial, clinicians, physios, that kind of thing. It's got to be one of the first points of call to help the NHS out. So anybody that's in a position to one-to-one help people out of pain or improve movement, personal trainers even, I think let them know we get it. But I think recognizing how we feel and sort of thinking, well, they're going to be in the same place. So that's point one, step one. Step two, I think what's important here is, and it kind of goes back to you guys being here, you guys want someone to take control. Same as your people. Your people want someone to come in and go, look, I'm in control. I've got a plan. I get it. But look, I've got a solution. Here is my solution, whether that be Facebook group, video, Zoom, phone calls, you know, over the fence, if they're a neighbor, I don't know. show them that you have a plan, right? If we're there sinking with everybody else, we can't pull them out of the hole if we're in it. Thanks for that one, Mary, yesterday. And so I think it was Julie Nichols, can't remember, she quoted on that one. So let them know you have a plan. So obviously we've got to have a plan and what that is, but they want to be told somebody's in control. When we have the country's leader standing in front of us and you can tell they don't really know what's going to happen or really what's going to go on. That was the point those first 2 weeks where I literally felt the mild panic. I'm thinking, this is not even UK-wide, this is global. And if the world's panicking, how are we lowly people, you know, supposed to cope? So what I want you to do now is get your pen and paper for me, please. And I would like you to lay your pen and paper out. And I want you to draw two large circles next to each other. So just two big circles on a piece of paper. And then the one on the left, just above that one, I want you to write care. That's your circle of care. And then the circle on the right, you're going to write control. So you have two circles. And then I just want you to take 2 minutes to write into your circle of care all of the things you care about that you cannot control. Go. So that might be, I can't hug my parents, I can't go and eat sushi. It might be, you know, I miss my loved one, or, you know, I'm afraid of the future, we can't control that. You know, so write down all the things you care about that you can't control. Write them in there. Go, go, go. Don't think, just write. What can you not control? I can't control the weather. Oh, we had such good weather as well, didn't we? I was like saying, this is great. And I then probably shot us all in the foot. We've now got rain, so I can't change the weather. I can't go shopping in TK Maxx or any other shops. You know, okay, so I can't change that. I care about it. Can't change it. Now in your circle of control, I want you to list at least 6 things you can control. Go. 2 minutes. What can you control? You can control what you do, whether you choose to go online or not. You can control what you learn about. You can control who you phone up. You could write people letters, cards. You could move in your front room using household equipment. Okay, so now what I'd like you to do is rip the page down the middle. Rip it down the middle. Rip it. And I want you to tear off the circle of care. Have you got it? And I want you to rip it up. Now, what we're not saying is that we don't care. We're saying we can't do anything about this. And then I want you to put that in the bin. And then you have an area where you know you control. You can put a plan together, and you could do that maybe with your clients. That could be a little Facebook live video that you say to all your people, okay, come into my Facebook group. It's private, it's just for my people. And then you get them to actively, physically get them to do it. The power, the emotional, psychological power of writing it down, ripping it in half, putting that stuff over there out the way, like, right, I'm going to focus on this, because this then gives my brain and my conscious the awareness and the ability to focus on what I can control. The third step to think about is, and I found this super interesting, but the more and more I thought about it, the more I loved it. It's the hardest one to think about, I think. Think about how many people you can reach rather than your revenue when you're communicating. So that gives a shift in the way we sell and market and be commercial, because we've got to be sensitive, which is point 4 that I'm going to talk about in a moment. But we've got to think long term. So let me give you an example. Right now, you charge X, and you can survive with 8 people coming into your Pilates class because that pays for the room, your rate, etc. In the long term, and I mean long term, that could be different based on the current climate and the economy. Short, mid, long term, people may still be stinging from this financial crisis. And so long term, you may need 16 people paying half of X to achieve whatever it is you need to achieve, or not. I mean, we don't know. That's the point, is nobody knows. But if you aim that your presence online, you reach as many people as possible rather than hitting the big financial numbers, that does two things. That makes you look like you're empathizing in terms of people. We know I'm financially strapped, you're financially strapped, but look here, I have a solution for all of you, and the costing comes down, or it's free, or whatever you choose to do. So you're just trying to get out there. So I have got through to all over the world, Swiss, Switzerland, Spain, France, obviously Asia, Hong Kong, with that one job. So this opens up so much more opportunity for short-term, but also long-term reach, because we can't predict what the industry is going to look like. We can have a guess. I do believe that this is a good shake-up for the industry, and I think long-term it's going to be more important that we are educated, productive, on several platforms, because I think this now is going to be here to stay. Maybe not in this volume or in this manner, but I do think this online model, which has always been kind of a thorn in the side of kinesthetic people, me included. But we've got to recognize, you know, okay, I'm 50, so I've got to get with the times and down with the kids, and realize that to help more people, which is my purpose and what makes me feel successful, I need to reach more people and not overthink, oh my God, I need more money coming in, I've got to charge more, or if I bring my price down, that's, I'm going to suffer. You know, we've just got to tweak that thinking. So I hope that makes sense. Serve more people rather than trying to make more money. That will inevitably help us all out financially as you go down the journey. And that brings me nicely on to step four, and that is our sensitivity. Now, we need to be careful, as I've said, we're all on the same water, but we're all in a different boat. So by empathizing, trying to reach people rather than think of revenue, that allows us to show that we're being sensitive. So I had a big slap around the face about 3 weeks ago when I thought I was helping with one of my blogs. You know, here's some tips and, you know, let's be motivated. How exciting, we've got this new platform. And I got an email from a clinician, it was an osteo or a chiro, who was clearly still in trauma. He wasn't offensive. He was absolutely right. He told me off and he said, how dare you? There are some people out here. You're asking us to be excited. There are people dying. You know, I've lost my business. And he really did me a favor. Now, I emailed him back straight away and I said, I hear you. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. That was totally insensitive. However, let me reassure you, I am also experiencing all of the things that you've just said. I'm just trying to help people. And he came back and apologized, and we're mates. So we're online mates anyway. I don't know the guy, but he did me a favor. And I think we need to be really aware and careful of how we word communicate. And I think it's things like our images. So I've been going through all my images and taking out the group images. So they're really pretty, they're professional. You know, I paid lots of money to have a photographer and a videographer come and take those images, but they're inappropriate. We are not in groups doing group exercise. So I'm changing them to what I have access to, which is images of me teaching in my front room or assessing a client online through my computer. And so don't worry about, it's not a professional image. It's got my, you know, I mean, obviously move your bra and your socks off the floor and, you know, maybe shut the dog outside, but clear the tiny room up. But we have to show that, you know, we're a community, we're all in this together, which is all about what we're trying to do. So It's just that little bit of empathy in your communication. So the next one is about number five, which is, I think, is the biggie. Yeah, with everything I've said here, you have to stay in the game. We have to stay visible. You can't kind of sit back and go, I'm going to wait for, and forgive me, by the way, because I know, and again, I'm just going to go back to the sensitivity slide point. I'm aware that some people are financially okay, maybe partners or circumstances allow them to make more money right now. And actually they're able to go, do you know what? I'm going to have a holiday. Fantastic. I think that's awesome. And by the way, don't feel guilty about it. I know I've spoken to a few who feel guilty. You know who you are. That is just, that's how it happens. We're all in the same water. We're in a different boat. So when I talk about staying in the game, what I mean is we need to be visible. Otherwise, even when you get to the other side, those who are sitting back or furloughed, just be aware people are easily forgotten and we can't just pop back into people's, well, we can to some degree, but people will remember the professionals who were giving and gifting and helping and kindness. That, you know, people will always remember kindness because ultimately that's what it's all about. That's what makes us feel good. That's what makes us go back to certain influencers or leaders or mentors or PTs or whoever it is we keep going back to. It's people that we know genuinely care. And so they want to stay in the game. So I don't just mean that on a commercial perspective. I mean that on an emotional perspective. Stay in the front of their mind. So even if you are furloughed or in a position, I would recommend you kind of stay out there, stay visible, have a couple of days off. You know, I think we all did that in the first 2 weeks. The whole place went down. But and for those who are nervous about technology, getting online, being on camera, if that's not something you've done before, you know, all that kind of thing. Let's look at ways. I'm going to explore with you in a moment some examples of how you can stay in the game with the support of people who are doing that already, trying it out, getting it wrong, kind of trying again, and what we've tried, because I keep saying it, we're all in the same place. Nobody knows what's going to happen. Me, Boris, anyone else, no one knows. Tony Robbins doesn't know. You know, Gary Vee doesn't know. We're guessing. But we know what we can do right now is stay in the game, stay visible and keep helping people. Just a quick reminder slide. Remember why you've always done what you've done in terms of your health and fitness role. Remember your duty of care to help people move better. None of us got into this job to make loads of money. Or rather, we didn't stay in the job thinking it was going to make lots of money. Because when we did start working and thinking we were going to be on £30 an hour as a PT maybe many years ago, we recognised very quickly you don't take home that money. So then we stayed in the business because we realised, right, I've got a load of costs here. So just remember the importance of the people we're helping and the fact that you have solutions at your fingertips. So that's the five steps, but let's start to look at, and that kind of fundamentally makes up, okay, what do I do now? That's Rachel's given me empathy. I've got to empathize, I've got to stay in control, try and reach more people rather than think about the finances in my marketing, be sensitive, and then, right, okay, I need to get out there and do something. Let's now look at sort of strategies or solutions that I've been kind of asking colleagues, people around me, that, you know, what can we do to help you? So if we start to explore solutions, and this is from, this is again a simplistic level because I'm aware I've got like just sort of 10 minutes left. And then anything else, we can have a Q&A after. And if I can't, I haven't got a solution, I'll find one. Or if you need access to signposting somewhere, I'll find you links and etc. So first of all, education has been huge. I have quite quickly found people coming to me desperate to get absorbed into education because they've had time. So time has been something we were poor in 6 weeks ago, and all of a sudden we are time rich. right, we're all a bit nerdy, let's get books, education, CPDs. So in terms of education, I think if we start to look at things like, I've tried to put together bundles, you know, I put a load of stuff online. Everything that's taught online is just the stuff you can do online. So I'm not teaching. I'm not sure who that is. Can you mute? I can hear someone out there. So
sorry, that's me.
That's all right, my dear. I'm trying to look at how can I help you? How can I help people right now? So people are asking me, can I do iMove Freely? I'm thinking iMove Freely is a no-brainer. So if you're an iMove Freely instructor already, that's got to be a first place. It's safe, it's effective, it's easy, no equipment. And so for those not in the academy already, I've also bundled up some of the pelvis and spine assessments that you can do online, and then some free stuff. I'm doing a free weekly Q&A open to anyone every Wednesday. So you've got your free, you've got your low cost, or there's bundles there if you like the idea of some of the stuff that I've been doing. Ben Coomber is offering 3-month payment holidays to his practical academy, starts on the 4th of May. And he said to me, you just pay 50 quid and then that's it for 3 months. So I know his practical academy, I think that's all online anyway. They do live webinars. So go check him out. And then Mike over at Movement Therapy Education is doing, guys, you need to check this guy out. Free webinars in pain science and clinical testing. And even if you're not going to actually use some of that stuff, I don't use clinical testing, but going and learning, if you're a bit nerdy, go check it out. He's also got a group together called Stronger Together, where they are delivering free live classes. Some are charging, depending on who they are and what they're delivering. So you could go and have a look, a bit like the Her Spirit app, which is free till the end of June. Go and see what other people are doing. They are free. You can join in. Hey, if you've got a bit of space, they can help keep you fit. I think one of the luxuries right now is accessing classes, which I haven't been able to do, because I haven't had time for so long. And yet that's why I enjoyed or got into teaching classes so long ago. And then SimSpa are also offering, or they're asking us, by the way, as training providers, can you please do free or cheap stuff? So if you're a member already, you can head over. They've got, I don't know if it's something ridiculous, like 2,000 CPDs. Obviously, they're not all free. But they've got a hub, which is for right now to try and help you guys. So it's all brand new stuff. They've also got a Facebook page, which is sort of looking at ways to help and kind of asking, what do you need? So SimSpa are a great resource. And another one I haven't got a slide for, but I've just remembered, is the Platinum Training Institute. So Lee Haven over in Belfast has got some amazing mental health training. There's a free CPD and then a level 2 one that's all online. So Platinum Training Institute. So from an education perspective, we're all trying to help. We're being asked by our accreditors to try and help you. So there's a load of free stuff or low cost stuff, depending on where you are and what more you're looking for. Another thing is to research, but research good resources. And I don't think I need to stay on this one for too long. Not Barry on Instagram, who says, you know, 6 weeks to six pack, no cellulite and big biceps or whatever. Do your research behind the people that are influencing you if you're going into new areas like technology or marketing or business or apps. So there's a guy doing apps and things out there. Check them out. They'll more often than not do a lead magnet or some low cost or free introduction. And you can actually glean quite a lot from those, the free access to things. But just check, ask the people you trust, they can signpost you as well, but make sure you check where you get your information from. And then if you do start to try new things, you've just got to practice it. Like family Zoom every Saturday or Sunday, I've got my 80 odd year old parents on Zoom, but you could maybe get your friends to Zoom and try out a class with them to try the technology. So I tried something out with them, my friend Marina, and we had a little play, and she had a go, and then she was delivering her classes online. So, you know, people are out there wanting to help. So take advantage of that. And then the fourth one is just repeat, repeat, repeat. You do it, you try something else. I invested in a couple of online platforms, and then I realized actually I should have just tried Zoom like everyone else. And I repeat it, repeat it. This is super easy. Another one I'd invested in, it wasn't easy, it was clunky and complex. So by repeating and making sure, like I moved to a different device and I had to reset everything. So make sure you do things like that. If you've got your phone and then your laptop and then your Mac, so you have to reset or download things. So just make sure you repeat things in your new environments or new technology or lighting. And so those kind of things are really important as well. So a very quick sort of simple way of maybe thinking about a solution that is completely free that I've suggested to a few people that I think most people would have the technical skill to do is a Facebook group, not a page, a group. I think Facebook are favoring groups at the minute. Make it private in the settings and then invite only, it will be invite only to get in there. Either the people who you want to give free information to, maybe all your previous clients, or people who subscribe to your new online platform. And I wouldn't panic about the competition because people are going to either bored of the free stuff or they're going to need something different or they're going to get hurt. And so they're going to start looking for maybe investing in something. You might decide that your Facebook group is 10 quid a month to start with. Like that's £2.50 a week. And you do one video or a video every other day, or you have other packages. I think the biggest technical hitch with that is the payment system. So, you know, you PayPal, you Stripe, you go cardless. Again, research, ask your mentors, practice something and then repeat it. So you can spend £1 yourself or get a friend to spend a penny or something, try it out, see if it works, set it up. And then every time you upload something to that page, everyone who starts subscribing gets access to that library. So the more content you put in, and it can be a 30-second clip, could be a, you know, what you're doing today, have you been out for your walk, it could be motivation, it could be using the sofa as a lunge, Bulgarian lunge, bench, use the dog as a shoulder press. That stuff works because they know you get it. You're empathizing, you're being sensitive, you're having fun. We've got to engage people and make it fun under the current circumstances. That's what they're looking for. You've all come into Zoom to watch this. So unless you're watching it back on YouTube, of course, you can see how simple it is to open it up. Zoom is completely free. For 40 minutes with, I think that was, it was up to 3 people. I think it might have changed to 100. I'm not sure, for 40 minutes. If you need to do longer, then you can invest in something around 12 quid. And I don't think you're tied in. I think you just do a month and then you can unsubscribe or upgrade or bring it back down. So that people are being quite flexible these days. So I think if you take advantage of those, again, do your research, ask people who are doing it, see what others are doing. I'm just coming in because there's a comment coming. Free after 40 minutes. Thanks, Jenny. So go and research, and they're kind of trying to make it easy for you. iMe Freely has got to be the simplest thing. I have given a load of iMove Freely flows away on Instagram. That's my gift. So you can go and take some of that stuff and do the same. I want you to get it out there to the masses. I am doing the thing. I want to reach more people. I'm not thinking about the numbers too much right now. I just want to help as much as I can through you. So go and check those out. If you're an iMove Freely instructor, you've got the branding, you can use the logo, let's shout from the rooftops. You haven't and you want the qualification, sorry, if you want to learn more of the techniques, you could do it online in a few hours, and that is now half price. And then if you want to get the certificate, you can come along to the face-to-face and you just upgrade the cost. So there's no, you could spread the cost out, or you're not bothered about the certificate, you just want to try out some of the techniques, then you can do it that way. Just check your insurance, obviously. And then obviously the one-to-one, I've tweaked and adapted so that people can actually access information about how to test somebody online. Because any visual test you do in person where you're not putting your hands on them, you can do online. The biggest challenge, the number one challenge I face in doing anything online is teaching the client how to use the equipment and how to set it up. So, Lizzie, can you tell me how to get it free after 40 minutes? Okay, go and have a check. I think you just update the app. Leah, I did an Army Freely class morning cardio based. People loved it. Brilliant. Caroline, I've paid to get more than 40 minutes. Right, okay, yeah, so have I. Sorry, I misread it earlier, Caroline. Is Army Freely available to us? Yes, it is, Graham. I've just got to sort it all out on all the platforms. But yeah, absolutely, 100%. So just double check with Zoom rather than just on here. So obviously listen to what people are suggesting, but definitely go and check in with Zoom and make sure you're getting the right information. So yeah, one-to-one is 100% absolutely possible. I've done it. I've helped a client. He's now out of pain, as I've said, and starting to move better. But let me just bring you back again to this slide, because you actually have a duty of care. I don't mean to put pressure on you. I don't mean to create anxiety, to help the NHS be deloaded by our assistance in improving comfort levels, movement, confidence in movement, strength in movement, tissue tolerance of the nation who are at the moment in a position or needing, or obviously not ill from COVID and needing the NHS. Can we reduce the problems that they're being faced with by putting our services online? Yes, I 100% believe it. And I do feel that we have an expertise, we have a skill, and we should share it. So I don't mean to make people feel stressed about that, but I'm trying to raise your confidence that it's the right thing to do. So I hope that makes sense. Let me know if it's not. So let me come back to the final slide, which is really just to pull you back to the bigger picture of how to feel and be and look successful online, have a presence that is compelling, engaging, informative, helpful, thoughtful, empathic, sensitive. And there's no reason why you should not charge for that service. Clearly, we have to be aware and conscious of the environment, the current setting, and so recognizing how to do that, what's appropriate, the ways to do it, I think would be a whole other webinar. So I'm hoping that has given you a few things to think about. I know everyone's kind of talking about Zoom, so what I'd like you to do now, we've got about 5-10 minutes, if that leaves you with any more questions still, can I get you to just post. I think the biggest challenge, I'm just looking around who we've got in here, is for people like Roz, you know, physiotherapists, body workers who are really wholly hands-on. Roz, I know, does exercise as well, but just trying to look who I've got in here. It's trying to think, what more can I do online? And rather than thinking of your perfect system of service, this is how I do it, this is how I like to do it, which I'm the same, is how can I help? How can I provide something that is safe, that is effective, that is simple, that is going to resonate, that's going to engage? That's because I think a huge thing as well to be mindful of is the mental health of the nation coming out as well, which is, as you all know, a huge part of what we do inadvertently, if not consciously, because exercise releases the endorphins. But feeling productive, you've got these people at home like us, Kubler-Ross stage 1 and 2, What is the future, which no one can predict right now? How can we help? What can we do? And I think confidence is a big thing, Soph. I do. And I think I do feel that, think of it as you're providing a service to improve the NHS in terms of reduce their load. That might be one of the helpful. I don't want to sound like I'm putting pressure on you, Sophie, because I know you love what you do. You know, you want to help. Is the confidence just because you're new, or technology, or literally going from being trained face-to-face to then putting it online? Right, okay. So I think technology is a big thing. Yeah, license-free music from Pure Energy. I'm not affiliated with those guys, but they're really good. I know others do. How do you get the extra reach? Would you say maybe to use paying Facebook ads? You could do, Graham. I have help with that, because I'm honest, I don't understand it. So if you want help from my help, who is a business guru, Chris Wright is, that he does that for me. And so I will tell him how much I want to spend, or, you know, he can guide me on what I need to spend and how to create targeted marketing. If you know how to do that, fantastic. But if anybody wants help with that, then I do have another trusted ally in business who can help you with that ad hoc. He can just do it one off, or he can do a monthly assisted help with that. Technology, I think maybe so. I've gone through a little bit now in terms of Facebook group. It's easy, it's simple. It kind of feels like your mates in your little Facebook group, but you can pre-film a video and upload it, or you can just go live. I think just always imagine that you are there with them. I think that's it. Like we do on the Her Spirit app. You know, I can't see anyone on that app, but I'm doing it, and I'm visualizing them all, and as I visualize them, how I imagine them, I tweak their technique. If you're here, just move here. So exactly the same as you would face to face. No, Instagram is Biomechanics Education, Ginny, Biomechanics _ education. Wow, I've got loads coming in now. Helen, minimize risk of injury when running online classes when you can't observe. Helen, it's super important to have a parcue and a consultation form. And within that, give the responsibility to your clients, but make it clear. Give them a clear understanding, which is what I do on the Her Spirit app. I will do a disclaimer and I say, look, if you have any medical conditions, if you have any pain, if you have anything going on, please do not start this now until you've got that resolved or some solutions. You are, by taking part, you are accepting ownership, or they sign your regular disclaimer. I think everyone's got to recognize their own responsibility, Helen, but we've got to make that aware. Chris Wright did do a webinar for you guys, which is on, it's hidden on YouTube because it's for you biomechanics coaches. So ping me a message, Janice, I'll send you the link. Chris Wright. Xenia, ping me a message. I will send you, I'm going to send you links to all of the people I've talked about. I will email you with the PowerPoint, with the slides, links to Ben, Mike, Chris, PTI, Simspa, etc. Leah, start doing classes to raise money. I know you're amazing, Leah. Leah, put your website in, please. If you want some squat-proof leggings that work wonders online for teaching your classes, Leah will put you a link in. Emma, revamping the website as opposed to using Facebook. Yeah, you can do. I would use the 5 points I've just raised here, Emma. I have gone in and started tweaking mine, but I do mine myself. So if you've got somebody doing it for you, I would always learn how to go in the back end and do immediate tweaks like this. Because, guys, we don't know if this is going to happen again. Did I just drop the mic on that and kind of like shock everyone? Because a pandemic can happen again. We've got to be kind of prepared like we weren't this time. The music, check it out, Soph. 12 quid an album. You can get the CD, hard copy, or you can get the link. You're welcome, Dean. Yeah, 15 quid. Okay, yeah, thanks for that. Thanks, guys. Those who are shooting off, Wendy, have a trouble focusing on the target market as PT only with hands-on experience. I know you should just pick one. Yeah, definitely, Wendy. Just pick one. Go with it. Try it. And then feel, you know, see what happens. If you're not doing anything, it's more than you're doing right now, right? Ginny, Facebook group is easy to follow. Facebook taught you through it. Yeah, a lot of these platforms have really brilliant customer care or videos. The best fallback is go on YouTube. How do I set up a Facebook group? And then there's a video, and then you get two screens up, and you watch the video, pause, do that, watch it again, pause, do the next. That's how I do it. Okay, yes, yeah, Spotify have PPL free music. Hayley, thanks for that one. Xenia, yes, please. I would love to get the webinar if possible. Can you do me a separate email, Xenia, because otherwise I might forget with all of this going on. Becky, awesome. No problem. Karina, you're welcome. Leah, so www.bgymwear.com.co.uk. I think Leah's doing an offer on her stuff at the minute, which is a lot of the clothing you'll see me in. Amazon or Spotify, you pay, say, £7 to £8 a month. They normally have license-free music. Brilliant. This is helpful again. I'm learning. Louisa, I run Pilates online and ask for donations, which works well. I've heard other people asking for donations. Lizzie, PT advice would be, yeah, to do what you're passionate about. Thanks, Lizzie. So there you go, Wendy. Lizzie's was on your pelvis and spine with you. Ginny, they have 5 for £45 offer at the minute. Okay, Vicky, brilliant. You're welcome, Vicky. No problem. Paula, you're very welcome. Deesa, no problem at all. Chris, very welcome. Brilliant. Okay, so hopefully that helped. If you're watching this back on YouTube, if you go down into the box there, I'm going to add all of the links. You guys will be sent the link to the video, and I'll send you a PDF of the PowerPoint as well with links. Claire, you're very welcome. First time on Zoom. Well done, Claire. Yeah, I think you've just got to kind of get on with it. You've got people to help. People need you, Claire. Ginny, well done. I'm trying. You're very welcome, Graham. Thomas, hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Okay, Xenia, no problem. You're welcome, guys. Debbie, good. Yeah, Lizzie, Trisha, very welcome. Izzy, no problem at all. I'll speak to you next week. Janice, I hope that helped. Rhiann, no problem at all. Rhiannon, sorry. Soph, see you soon. See you on the app. Bev, hope you're well. Sally Ann, get better soon. Sophie, yeah, see you over there. Hayley, see you soon. You're welcome, John. Yeah, no problem at all. Trying to keep it simple. Hope that helped, Harry. You're the guru online, Harry. Amanda, very welcome. Yeah, no problem. Can you add the link for the iMove Freely? Yes. For the online CPD, Rhiannon. I will. Nice to see you, Wendy A. Okay, Emma. Cheers, A. Hamish. Jason, very welcome. Thank you for that. Great stuff. Her Spirit app. Yeah, I'll have to go through watch the video. I've got to watch myself again and see what I said and write all the links down. How dull is that, watching myself on camera? I'll be like that. Oh, no, Rach. It's when I'm reading and I kind of go gormy like that. Ugh. I have got my glasses on, though, so I can see. Oh, you're welcome, Kathy. Leonie, high up there in Scotland. Yeah, I would definitely think about packages. I think the package idea, long term, is a no-brainer. Online only, online and face-to-face, face-to-face only. So, you're reaching more people with more platforms. And again, some of your services can be just running themselves, like a passive income, and then others, more your time. Rubina. and Gordon, very welcome. Let's speak soon, Gordon. Rosalind, I'm considering having one of your little place studio out in my garden as well, because yours inspired me a long time ago. It's about time I started that out. Caroline, you're very welcome. Online Amy Freely, yeah, I'll put that in the link. Louisa, you're very welcome. Brilliant. Let's see who's left. Who have we got left? Oh, you're all still, look at you. Are you expecting more? Shall we do a dance? Shall we all do a squat or something? Okay, guys, that's all for now. Nice to see you. I'm going to look through to see your faces. Have a great week. Take care, guys. Stay positive.
Bye.
Do what you do. They need you. Come on, get out there. Let me know what you need. I'll send you an email, guys. Take care, guys.
Bye.